اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear brothers and sisters from all over the world listening to IRB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran in Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really glad to have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Ali Nasir with me. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome everyone. Ali Nasir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Alhamdulillah.
Fine. Alright.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So everyone is great and with full energy. So, brothers and sisters, hope you are doing great. Let's get started. And we will be working on Ayah 70, Surah Al-A'raf, on page
159.
So, first and foremost, there is a Quranic recitation of this Ayah. Let's listen to this. All right?
Yes.
Let's go.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين.
Nice recitation. Inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll be mentioning the important tajweed rules in this ayah. Yeah, just to remember how to recite beautifully with tajweed, and inshallah we'll explain this ayah a bit as well. So Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, I'll read it once and then Hussein inshallah will recite it once. We will be working on the tajweed points. Alright?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Let's see what Allah Almighty says in ayah 70. قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين. This is a very beautiful ayah, and there are a lot of beautiful points and teachings in this ayah. So we will mention shortly, but I really ask you to refer to the Tafsir books. All right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So when Prophet Hud alayhi salam, yes, Prophet Hud alayhi salam,
yes,
was sent to the people of Ad, to his people. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, to invite them to worship Allah Almighty and abandon all they were worshipping, the idols. So what did they say? They kind of insulted the Prophet. They stood up against the Prophet. Yes? Not all the people, but some of the influential people, yes? The elites, yes, of the people. So in this ayah they say They said, those elites, have you come to tell us that we should worship Allah alone and abandon what our fathers have been worshiping? Then if you have come to do this, then bring us what you threaten us with. It means bring us the punishment of God. فَأَتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا. Yes? Should you be truthful, if you are truthful, bring us the punishment of God. We'll see how the punishment of God hit them. Okay? So, mention the tajweed points, inshallah, during the class. We'll mention some other points that we can learn from this ayah. قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا. So there is an important point. If you can tell me, Hussein, once recite this ayah, Hussein.
Okay, sir.
Yep.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين.
أحسنتم. Alina sir, did he pronounce the mad in the word qalu? He didn't extend the sound, did he?
Yes.
Did he?
No.
No, he didn't. Why didn't he do that? Why didn't he stretch the sound? That was correct, right?
Yes.
But why didn't he do that?
Yeah, because it is jaiz.
So the mad is jaiz?
Yes.
How can I understand the mad is jaiz or the mad is wajib? We have jaiz and wajib, right?
Yes.
So the jaiz one says you can ignore it? You can stretch it?
Yeah.
The wajib one says?
You must stretch
the sound, yeah? So how can I understand this is jaiz and this is wajib?
When the mad letter and the hamza are in same word, so they are, so it's wajib. The mad will become wajib. You should stretch it. But when the hamza and
the mad letter
are in separate words, so that's jaiz, optional.
Good. Qalu, the mad letter is with the word qalu, and that is waw, right?
Yes.
Ajitana is another word.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Itself is a word. It's a questioning word, okay? For example, when you say, I am fine. Are you fine? When you bring the word auxiliary verb before the subject in the beginning, that changes to a question. Like that, okay? أجئتنا, did you come?
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So the word a has the hamza. Qalu has the waw mat.
Yes.
In separate words. Aren't they, Hassan?
Yes.
Yes. So in this case, the mat is jaiz to stretch.
Yes.
So you can stretch it for 2 counts, 4 counts, 6 counts. It's not wajib, yes?
Yeah.
Any counts you can do. But you have to pronounce the mad letter, of course. In case they are in the same words, like aba-una, aba-ba, alif mad, hamza, yes? They are in the same word, the word aba. This one is?
Wajib.
Wajib, you gotta stretch it. That's why Hussein extended the sound of it. MashaAllah, Hussein. So, قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَنَذَرَ مَا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا. What does that sila tell us, Hassan? That should be one important point.
It says that it's better to continue.
Better to continue. Wasl is better than?
Waqf,
mashallah. Sila tells you better to continue. Do not make a pause. But if you wanted to make a pause,
you can make a pause.
Thank you. فأتنا بما تعيدنا إن كنت من الصادقين. إن كنت. Hussein, tell us, why did you hide the sound?
Because after noon it's kaf there.
So the, after the letter noon, which is sakin, you have the letter kaf.
And it is from rest of the letters, so we should do it.
Based on tajweed rules, you have to hide the sound of noon.
Yes.
The same as kunta, again, noon is hidden because the letter ta is there. So there are certain letters that tell us you have to hide the sound of noon, which is sakin.
Yes.
Inshallah. The rule is called ikhfa. So you can refer to the tajweed books to learn this. Great. So that was one of the very important points that we learned, that bigotry or prejudice or following somebody simply because they are your forefathers is not okay. So we, as wise people, have to follow things which were really great and correct. Okay? They didn't have any contradictions with our wisdom. But things which oppose our wisdom, have to put them aside. No matter the or things that our forefathers were doing, whatever. In terms of believing, you have to follow people who are knowledgeable. So their forefathers, if they were worshipping idols, it means they were?
Wrong.
Were they knowledgeable?
No.
You don't have to follow somebody who is not knowledgeable. Okay?
Yes.
So, I will recite this ayah once and let's practice now. We have mentioned some of the important tajweed rules and time to recite it. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
All right. Brothers and sisters, please listen and repeat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا
قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا
فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين
فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, thanks for being with us in IRB English Radio. See you next session. Stay with us. And that's all from us for today. Wassalamu alaikum. Thanks to IRB English Radio, Sevier International Schools for cooperations. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعلم
القرآن.